So I reiterate here, the bill is dead.
The story of this great city is about the years before this night.
We are free!
Hey, welcome to Ho Ho Hong Kong. I am Andy Curtin, and I am here with my very good friend,
Vivek Mabubani.
You can find me online at Andy Curtin on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
And find me on Facebook, Instagram, at Funny Vivek Letterm. If you're on Twitter, tap my whole name if you can. Congratulations, you're a smart man.
I made a conscious effort to learn how to spell your
really?
Name. Yeah, I was like, you remember there was some show when I was hosting and you were like, you got my name right. I was like, I practiced.
Yeah. I'm always impressed. I'll give you this. When people say my name right, I'm like, wow, I will do a good job for you now, sir.
It's a respect thing. It's also like, I knew I was going to have to do it a lot. You know, I might as well get it right.
Yeah. So for that, I'm going to give you the same rating I suggest everyone gives our podcast, which is 5 stars. Andy.
Yeah. If you have a chance, please rate or review the podcast. Please subscribe to it. It really helps us find new listeners. And that's really
it's really important because like if you subscribe, your phone or your app or whatever can keep being used to test if your internet speed is good by downloading our episodes.
So we're kind of helping you, really.
Yeah. I mean, look, first of all, you're welcome. Second of all, tell your friends to subscribe. Like, help a friend. Don't be so selfish.
Yeah, don't be mean to your friends.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking about the healthcare system in Hong Kong. It's pretty good, but there's obviously two very different sides to it. There's the public side, represented by Vivek today.
Oh, the public.
The private side. I don't know if I represent the public.
Well, you've had more experience than I have, so.
Sure.
we'll talk about the pros. Yeah,
you're
the
more accident prone than me.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to trip over after the podcast.
And we're going to, you know, talk about what's great about the healthcare system, what are the problems, how messy you can get in that public.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, and the ROIs of how much money you put in and how much stuff you get out of it.
And I'm going to share with you exactly the terrible violations I've experienced in hospitals. So, like, I think that in total, the healthcare system is very good here.
It's
a Western standard.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put it this way. They'll take care of you. It's going to happen. But the gonna part is what's going to be time consuming. And if you can survive until they take care of you, then well done.
So one of the things that's kind of interested me is when people are calling from home, they've been like, are the numbers real? Are the COVID numbers real in Hong Kong? And everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
It's a well-respected system.
Yeah. I mean, it's understood. Okay, today there were 4 cases. There were 20 cases the other day. All right, we know. And then?
Well, it does help that the numbers are also plausible.
Good thing with the Hong Kong system, it's kind of transparent. You can't exactly hide a lot of this information. So that's a good part why the whole COVID situation was kind of handled.
It's not like mainland China where you could have doctors under pressure to keep their findings secret. It's like, that stuff gets out here.
From the information I read, mainland China has never had even one case.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, don't you know there's a new law that's going to be passing soon? So
it's
they've
just
had
so weird
zero
that,
cases.
That they have 1.5 billion people who are immune to COVID. It's so crazy.
I would say one thing. Maybe it's I think there's a certain vaccine inside bats. That's what we're missing out. I would say like the healthcare system in Hong Kong, like I said, it's good. I mean, they'll get the job done. And if you get into the system and they're taking care of you, that part is very good. It's the getting into the system and getting taken care of. That part is terrible.
Well, this is where it comes down to, are you going public or private?
Oh.
And I had a small taste of the public healthcare system here. Pretty rough.
Yo, I grew up, man. My whole life has been public. I've been to the private hospital, I think, once and maximum twice in my life. And it was too much. I mean, they were too nice. I was just like, why are you giving me a warm towel?
In the private hospital?
Yeah, I mean, I'll put it this way. I had to go take some blood samples. And for the first time in my life, I went to a private hospital. And they would sit you in cubicles and then give you a warm towel and ask you, you know, are you all right? You want some water?
And I'm like, scream at you?
Yeah. I mean, usually when I go to a public hospital, the efficiency is ridiculous. Like, you go to the nurse. She doesn't look at you.
Oh, yeah.
She's just like, is this your name? You're like, yeah. She's like, man, pokes
it's
you. And you're like,
real,
whoa.
Like, conveyor belt thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, man. You got 1,000 people per minute trying to get their blood taken, then yeah, it's really like go next. The good thing though, I'll give you this though, is that they're really good at it at the public hospital. Like they'll take your blood and they will take it. There's no like, oops, I couldn't find your vein. Where is this? They're like, boom, I found it. You're like, wow, this guy's not even looking.
They're not flicking your hand or anything. They're just
nothing.
Like,
yeah, exactly. You haven't even sat down. They're like, poking at you already. I'm like, wow.
You know, people actually, to be honest with you, the public healthcare system, the public hospitals in mainland China, certainly in the big cities, you know, if you don't consider yourself a person,
yeah,
they get a lot done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the doctors are not bad.
Yeah.
Like, when I was in Shanghai, right, there was one hospital where it had, like, an international ward that cost about 7 times more. And the nurse is like, actually, it's the same doctors. They'll just speak English to you on that floor.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. That is crazy.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
So, when I was in mainland China, I would often go, like, as Joe Schaefer used to say, you get an x-ray for $10. You just go check stuff out, you know? Yeah.
You're like, I'm bored. How are my bones doing?
Yeah. But when you get pregnant, when you plan to get pregnant, you get maternity insurance, which is really, if you're doing it in a private hospital, it's very, very expensive. I think it's worth it, but it's an enormous amount of money.
Yeah.
You just basically pay this huge amount of money. If you get pregnant within the right window, you know, you get most of your stuff covered.
Yeah.
But my wife had a very serious illness when she was like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah.
And in China, if you are a high risk birth, the private hospitals are not allowed to take you.
Really?
So she got jammed. They were like, you need to go to a public hospital now.
And you have insurance.
And pull out
everything.
The baby tonight.
Woo. Wow. They will abandon you fast.
It was terrifying.
Wow. That was, yeah, 8 months.
Actually, you know what? To the credit of the obstetrician, he came with us.
Okay. All right.
And we go to the public hospital and he tried to like talk to the doctors and they were just like, get out of here. Who the fuck are you? That was so rude to him.
Yeah,
they're like,
yeah.
Look at this loser from the private hospital.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just
you
tickling him.
Yeah. These guys are like, do you know how many of these cases we see every single day? This is nothing to us.
So when the babies were coming out, they were pulling out like 26 babies a morning.
Was it like, you know, popping champagne? Boop, boop, boop.
It was,
the
yeah.
whole time?
Yeah, they would shake it as well. They'd shake the babies.
Oh, man. I could believe that. I really could. It's like, that's the efficiency,
like,
man.
Whee!
Yeah. Next one.
And they would line them up. You go into the maternity ward.
Yeah, yeah.
I said to my friend, this is like, the question, have you ever had the question, would a Chinese person rather stare at a foreigner or their newborn baby? I have extensive evidence to prove it. It's the foreigner. These people, like, their babies just come out and they're like, yeah, my wife.
Yeah. I guess it's more impressive, like, yeah, I made that, but I can't make this.
Yeah,
look
I didn't
at it.
Make that one.
Yeah. How can I make this? Look
well,
at that skull.
It's also like, I'm going to be staring at this little turd for the next 18 years, but I may never see this.
Yeah, very true,
this,
very true.
This golden
skin. Or they're probably already, like, judging their kid, going like, why can't you be like him? You stupid. You just got born and you couldn't
one
be
like
this.
One of them was like, do you mind if my kid talks to you for a little bit? Prove he's English?
What's wah?
Yeah. How do you say wah in English?
Wah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We don't have tones.
He was on his way to saying what, but in very, very, I say what? I don't know.
So I think it was somewhat similar here because I was doing a show. When we were doing the Eliza Schlesinger show, I just got sick in the middle of the night. And it's like never happens to me, but
yeah,
I was like in bed, like violent pain in my stomach. I think about 4 a.m, I was like, man, I gotta go to a hospital.
Yeah.
And I went to a public hospital.
Oh, I want to hear this, man.
Boy, were they not excited to see me.
You went to the accident and emergency department that's not accidents nor emergency.
Right. They're like, are you about to die? I'm like, well, maybe. They're like, I don't think you're about to die.
Yeah. You could answer me.
The line was hours long.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And they're yelling at me. And yeah. I felt so bad. I said to the guy, I was like, I'm a sick person.
Yeah.
I don't know what your motivations for taking this job were, but like you were attacking the needy.
You know what's bizarre though is that at the A&E Department of Public Hospitals, because I've gone there many, many times, and I realized that, you know, they're really fast at one thing, taking your money. They can give you also octopus, EPS, whatever method, done, right? And I'm like, what's the rush? I have another 3 hours before you're going to even triage me, man.
That's funny.
And then you wait and wait. And I tell you one thing, though. I have never tried to impress someone more in my life than the nurse at the triage station. Like, that is the moment of truth when you're like, all right, I need to nail my sickness. Everything I've learned in class, you know, the voice, the attitude, the delivery, I got to make sure she's believing that I'm really sick, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Full on, man.
I think it's the black lung.
Yeah. And what happens is, like, you're trying to, like, stress yourself out so you keep the fever because you don't want to go to triage. She's like, yeah, you're fine. And you're like, no. I was dying at home. How am I okay now?
Yeah, you don't want to waste that money.
Yeah, dude, it's painful.
That's the most Hong Kong thing I've ever heard.
Well, I mean,
I already paid to be sick. Yeah, I'm not gonna find out I wasn't sick.
Exactly,
that's a
right?
bad investment.
Yeah, you better. And the thing though is, like, that's the moment where she can judge you. It could be anybody, but generally, the person over there, they'll look at you. You'll tell them what's happening, and you're praying. You're like, please tell me this sickness is a big deal. Like, you know, my ankle
but
be
that's
broken.
The thing, but even if it was a big deal, you could be like, you know, I have COVID AIDS. They'd be like, yeah, the fifth person I've seen this hour.
Yeah, so I'm gonna rank you at 6 out of 10.
You're just never ever gonna be remotely close to the worst thing that they've seen that day.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've never seen anyone get handed that little number one sheet where it says like, you're an emergency. You need to be seen ASAP. I've never seen anyone hold that.
That's when you know you're in trouble, when the triage nurse is like, oh my God.
Yeah, even like, she's surprised.
Oh my God. What is it?
Yeah, oh my God. So you're telling me what? Yeah. I mean, so that's the thing though.
But they're good though. The doctors are good. Like, you'll get treated, right?
I'll say this, like I said, once you're in the system, once they're taking care of you, oh man, they're good. Like, they will diagnose you left, right, and center. They'll figure out everything you've got. The only challenge is, like I said,
improve your grades.
Definitely. Like, you're an idiot. That's what you have. I'm like,
your
okay.
Your tones are terrible.
Yeah, take one book per day. Read this textbook, you know, after meals, something like that. And then, so the best part though is that at the A&E Department of Public Hospitals, they will have a sign to let you know. Oh yeah, it's 180 minutes wait time. They'll tell
you
straight up.
The wait. It was like, it's 4 a.m. Yeah. I was like, I have a flight to catch in a few hours.
Like, how many people are getting sick over here? Like, this is crazy. But then you finally see the doctor, and the doctor's super calm. Super calm. And you're like freaking out. You're like, I've been sick for another 3 hours, man. I'm like, help me. The doctor's like, yeah, you look fine. Actually, we should have given you this injection 3 hours ago. You're like, yeah, I know.
Do you know, here's an interesting stat. Did you know public hospitals in Hong Kong provide services? So public hospitals do 90% of the inpatients, but they only employ 51% of the local doctors.
That explains everything about the
and
timing.
You would think they'd have more of the local doctors because the international doctors are more likely to be in a private hospital, right?
Yeah, exactly. That makes so much sense. I think that's incentive to tell you stay healthy. It's like, for your own sake, don't get sick. Like, you better be real sick. Otherwise, don't even come visit us.
Because this guy's like Octopus Man serving 8 patients. Yeah. Meanwhile, over the private hospital over there, they've got, every kind of doctor. Like, you feel good? How are you feeling?
I mean, they have a nurse who's handing you glasses of water. A nurse. She's like, you know, qualified to do so much more. They're like, yeah, fill him distilled water, 500 cc of that, please. And give him a warm towel while he's at it, because his hands are cold.
And there's only 43 public hospitals in Hong Kong.
Wow.
Doesn't seem like much.
I mean, like, 18 districts and stuff. Yeah, but 43, that's really little. I mean, think about it. We got like 7.6 million people.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah, right? If it's like, let's say per day 1% gets sick, you're still screwed. Wow. No wonder. That makes so much sense now. I feel like
but
I'm enlightened.
But that's the whole point. That's why people don't get the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
Is it's like, you don't have to increase a rate of sickness that much to just like wildly overload your healthcare system.
Yeah, it's already overloaded.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, why? But I mean, why would they have all this excess capacity normally?
True. Yeah, I mean, that shows no faith in the people. Like, you're gonna get sick. Here's an extra bed. We're gonna keep ahead of time.
And then they're not. I mean, it costs like nothing. Public healthcare.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's very affordable.
It's painfully cheap.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bizarre thing. You could, like, you know, if you think about it, some people pay less if they stayed in the hospital the whole month than rent on their own. And some people are like, you know what? I am going to have that little extra snack.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
And also, this is bigger than my apartment.
Yeah. And you get room service.
Yeah. Where the toilet's not in the same room as the bed.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You don't have to cook. The meal comes to you.
You have, how many people did you have in your room?
Oh, me? I had like maybe 8, which sounds about right. It's like another roommate. So I'm like, yeah, what about it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's TV screens. You've got, and the best thing is, you don't have that friend who thinks they know the medical advice that you need. Like, you're not feeling well. Your friend's like, yeah, just, you know, have some salt water. What? Yeah. You don't know anything. This guy's qualified in the hospital.
When we went to the emergency... So when you check into a public hospital in mainland, you have to go to emergency. It must be the same here, I guess.
Yeah. Well, there are inpatient clinics, sure, but generally at 4 a.m, definitely emergency. Yeah, no one's hanging out. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but inpatient usually is for the general stuff. You know, if you have a cough and cold and you're going to emergency, then you need a better dictionary because you don't know what an emergency means.
Well, no. In mainland, you have to go to the...
Really?
You have to get checked and they classify you. That's like your first port of call.
Wow.
And so we had to go in there. She's like heavily pregnant. She's been given this horrible diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then we were basically in a room of people dying.
Yeah, it is depressing. Yeah, it's real grim.
Grim.
I mean, I'll put it this
mostly,
way. It's like,
I didn't say dying. I mean, like, it wasn't like car accident. It was just like people that were... I mean, when Chinese people get old, they don't muck around. These guys,
well,
pretty sure one of them was Chairman Mao's great-great-grandfather.
Yeah, still sitting there going like, oh, when are they going to see me?
I just want another cigarette.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you this, though. If you go to a hospital and you do see some guy kind of smiling and stuff, my best guess is this guy's claiming some serious medical insurance. He's probably I'm making it big tonight.
Yeah, right? That's someone's funny.
Yeah, so you've got that. I mean, because I remember sitting in a hospital and just looking around, and I would notice there's some people who are basically freaking out after an hour waiting, right? And I'm like, oh, you newbies, you know, you don't know the game, do
you? That was me.
Yeah,
that
was me. So if I was sitting next to you.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
40 minutes.
You amateurs, yeah. 1 hour and you're freaking out. Oh, you just wait.
You're like, all right, I'm missing a leg. Better take a big book.
Yeah, exactly.
Gonna be waiting.
Yeah, get my laptop all charged up. Get my USB batteries ready to go.
So would you go now? You do public hospitals now?
Yes, I still do. I haven't been to one in a while because, like, I mean, I've been keeping healthy. But I actually have.
Is there anything you wouldn't go there for?
I wouldn't go there if I didn't need to. I'll put it that way.
No, I mean,
any sickness? What, you mean?
Was there anything that would push you to go to a private hospital?
Scans. Oh, the scanning over there. Like, I remember when I was like pretty sick, like around 10 years ago. They were like, "Yeah, you need to do a CT scan." I'm like, "Oh, okay." They're like, "It was really important. You do it." I'm like, "Okay, let's get it done." They're like, "Yeah." So, the next CT scan available in a public hospital is 2 years down the line. And I was like,
"You can say." Also, they're doing it with an app on their phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're gonna have to wait for that. I'm like, "But doctor, you just said I can live for another 3 months." They're like, "Yeah." I was like, "But does that make sense to you?" They're like, "Well, options are options. You know, you choose your destiny."
He's like, "You're right. Can you please leave a next of kin so they can notify us when you're not going to make your CT appointment?"
Yeah, exactly. They can take it for you. I'm like, "What? You don't inherit this kind of disease, man."
That's mad. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to
mainland China, man. You'll get that test done
immediately.
Yeah, but in the public hospitals we went to, yeah.
Wow.
They'll get it done. Wow. Honestly, probably faster than you would in the private.
Oh, okay.
It's not nice.
Well, yeah, that's probably what it is, right?
Just
like, they throw you on the X-ray chair.
Throw you in there, like, yeah. Hold you down.
Yeah.
Why am I underwater? Just shut up.
Yeah, you need the fluids.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, that was the only one time I've been to a private hospital was for a scan. And I tell you, like, I understand hospitality and hospital is, like, really close to each other, but I think they took it too far, where they were like, "Oh, we're going to give the hospitality as well." I'm like, no, I don't need that. Like, on my bill, it was like, "Oh, here's $100 for the warm towel we gave you." I'm like, "I don't want that. Here's another $100 for the water we gave you." I'm like, "I didn't want that either."
Where was the option?
Yeah, there was no option. It was like the mob. They were like, "You're going to take this warm towel."
So I had something similar, right? So, yeah. So I get, my work gives me insurance. So, I mean, that's why I can just do private. Fortunate.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know how it worked. Like, I could just move down here.
Yeah.
And they hadn't given it to my kids yet. And my son got really, really sick. It's like just before COVID hit, he got bad chest infection.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it was Christmas. I don't know if you remember this.
Wow.
But we spent the whole of Christmas Day. We went in like 24th of December. It came out 26th of December.
Oh, man.
All of Christmas Day. And it was his first, like, Christmas that he could comprehend.
Did they decorate the place with Christmas stuff?
A private hospital, mate. They fucking Santa and elves, you know.
I will give you lymphoma. Yeah, like, what? No.
Ho, give me your dad's wallet, you know.
Yeah.
So we go in there. We're panicking. He was very unwell. Mm. I mean, I rushed to the emergency ward. He wasn't breathing properly.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you got a kid that age, he's two, I'm like really panicking.
Yeah.
And we get in there and we're like, okay, what's the cost going to be? And they said it's going to cost, I think it was like, it was something like $600 a night for a general room.
Yeah.
$1,000 for a double room and $2,000 for, or maybe it was like $3,000 for two.
But you mean a double room so you can stay there as well?
Sorry. A double room means there's another patient in the room.
Oh.
And then you double the price again, which was like, I think $3,000, and it was, get a room to ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And it was Christmas Eve.
Woo.
And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
My kid, he's sick. Let's just get it done. And he had to have some really nasty tests
Yeah.
So he's getting blood taken out. He's really traumatic. So I was like, whatever, I'll just spend the money on it. $3,000.
Wow.
Right. We end up staying for two nights.
Oof.
I'm like, okay.
Times two. Okay.
So we go out of the hospital and they said there might be some other charges.
Notice how at this whole time I'm only worrying about the money. I didn't like, what's sick? I didn't care. I was like, so $6,000 okay, keep going.
Guess what the bill was.
Oh, dude, it's going to hurt me to even say the number out, man. I'm going to go, if it's $3,000 a night, and then on top of with the tests and everything, I'm going to say, just to piss you off, $19,000 Hong Kong.
$49,000 Hong Kong.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm not paying. Woo. I was like, I'm not paying.
Yeah.
I was like, on no level did you represent to me that this is what it would cost.
Yeah.
And I was just like, this is ridiculous. So what? So here's the trick that I learned about private hospitals, yeah. Right? Is that they double the cost when they double the quality of the room, but they also double the cost of everything that you get.
No way.
Yeah. So when they do that tout, and here's the thing, man, the doctors were coming in on Christmas Day, coming in at night, you know, and we're like, wow, you guys are great. Like, so thoughtful of you for our sixth son.
Yeah.
I'm like, they're just dinging the bell.
Oh, man.
Because we'd gone for that single room.
Yeah, they were like, let's do this.
We had no idea. Now, very fortunately, my wife's company, her insurance kicked in retroactively, and we got almost all of it back.
But still.
But.
Wow.
And after we found out we were getting it back, that's when I paid.
Okay. Yeah.
They were sending me like letters of demand. I was just like, fuck you.
Yeah. Nuh-uh, man.
Yeah.
But what did you do over there? You came to visit him and said,
like,
okay.
He's like, what's the point?
Yeah.
You know? Like, if you want to charge a premium rate, fine.
Yeah.
But like, why were you so dishonest about it? I was like, you told me.
I guess there were
a big difference between $6,000 and $49,000.
Dude, even when I guessed, I was like, let me go with a really crazy high number.
Not even
19. I was like, wow.
Wasn't even half.
Man, I love public hospitals even more now. I'm willing to wait for those extra 3 hours.
You know, and it wasn't that nice. Like, it wasn't like it was a 5-star hotel or anything.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, we would. Yeah, when you got a sick kid, we were desperate.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I totally get it.
It felt good. Like, I felt like I was doing the right thing
for him.
You were
being a good daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to sit in a public hospital on Christmas Day.
No. That's going to scar him for life, man.
Yeah. Well, I should have done that.
I mean, it's going to scar your bank account for life now.
Yeah,
but,
it's scar my bank account. Unfortunately, his wounds healed fine. You know?
Yeah, right? He's not even going to remember it. He'll be like, what? There was a day I was in hospital.
I don't know. I think 2-year-old. When you're in 2 territory, they might not remember it specifically, but you can mess up a 2-year-old.
Just keep the bill. Frame it. Frame it. Everything like, let me remind you, son. You're here today.
I don't want to complain. I got the money back.
Fair enough.
Very lucky to get that back.
Yeah.
But I was just so mad. I was so mad that it was like, I was like, why were you dishonest with me about it?
Yeah.
Whew. Like, it was so nasty.
Like, the good thing, so there you go. That's the opposite with the public hospital, is that you don't believe your bill. You're like, no, you're kidding me.
That's the thing.
I
was like,
you're telling me how much? What?
Yeah, who's paying for this?
$10 for my medicine? Get out of here. Is there a tip jar? There's a tip jar, isn't there?
You guys smuggling. Man. You're like, I'm not going to tip.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know. I probably should.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, you know, I mean, I could help the next guy.
Here's my tip. Charge more for your stuff.
I know, right? It's like, I walk in, I line up, and my octopus is running out of cash. I'm like, I'll be fine.
But isn't it just like, if you want to stay in you've stayed in nice hotels sometimes.
Yes.
You know, and you've stayed in shitty hotels. I'm
definitely,
as well.
Yeah.
And you look at it and sometimes like an okay hotel. It's like, I'm not staying in my room. Sleep at night. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get a really nice hotel. It's like, do I really need these moisturizers and super nice pillows? Like, it doesn't make a big difference. But when you're really sick.
Yeah.
Like, that difference in cost, also the insurance thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it also, like, it just represents to me. It's like, that's how valuable it is to feel comfortable when you're super sick.
Oh, man.
That's how much people don't want to be, like, bleeding out in some room waiting for their number to be called out.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess, like, they know. They've got you, you know, by the balls. They're like, yeah, you're not feeling well, are you? You're like, yeah. Well,
100%. They're like, you'll pay anything.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, whatever, make me feel better. Make me feel better.
So we rub your back a little bit.
Yeah, they make you feel better than give you a bill. They make you feel bad again. You're like, oh, now I got to see.
I was like, this, I feel worse than the disease.
Yeah, can I reverse this? Control Z, undo this stuff, man, please. No, but the one thing I've always wondered is that the hospitals, first of all, at the private hospitals, how's the food there? Because like in public hospitals, it's ironic. The canteens, all fast food. All deep fried chicken wings and stuff. I'm like, you know, my doctor just said I shouldn't be eating this stuff. And
you
yet, that's the only option I have.
High cholesterol.
I mean, like, what are you doing? Like, is this part of the system?
It was healthy food. It wasn't great food.
Okay, all right.
It wasn't like we ordered out.
Okay, all right. Okay,
put
yeah.
it that
so,
way.
Okay, yeah.
It wasn't as good as just getting some Deliveroo.
So there was no menu of like...
Oh, no, there was a menu.
Oh, damn.
But it wasn't as good as Deliveroo.
Oh, okay.
Like, we definitely ate there a few times.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't cheap.
Yeah.
But it was like eating in a restaurant, but it wasn't a good restaurant in terms of the quality of the food.
Okay.
But it was food that you're like, yeah, this is, you know, it was veggies and stuff. We weren't just eating pizza.
Okay. I mean, like in the public hospital, the good thing is that the wait staff, they will get your attention at 5 a.m. to let you know the congee is on your table. Eat it now. Right?
It is hot.
There's an orange. Eat it now. It's like, guys, like I'm trying to get my rest. The doctor said get sufficient rest. You are killing this.
Oh, man. I just hate being in hospitals.
Yeah, dude. I'll put it this way. It's like, at some point in the night, someone's going to start screaming or something's going to happen.
Not
you're
the
like,
private hospital, mate.
Oh, okay. I forget that again. I always forget the soundproof walls. And you're like, wow, the sound of waves.
In the private hospital, you're like, oh, someone's letting out a sigh of pleasure again.
Yeah, they're like, ah, this bed is great. Yeah, man. I'll tell you, man. Like,
came
two
it
different
down
roles.
With your comfort.
Yeah, like, how dare you let me know you feel good?
Meanwhile,
that's not the point.
In the public hospital.
Yeah.
People are like, ah! Oh my God, what's she dying of? Oh, she just saw a bill.
Yeah, exactly. Or the doctor just came up to her and be like, yeah, I won't see you today. She's like, nah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, brutal, man. I mean, like, I'll put it this way: that if you piss off the nurses at the public hospitals, oh, they can do whatever they want.
Oh yeah, I didn't even piss them.
They
off
will tie you down. They will tie you down. Like, I've seen people get tied down and stuff. Some people are into it, but not me.
That was the other thing is like, because you know the doctors are coming in and checking on my kid all the time, and I was like, man, these people are good people. You know, they're really good people.
Mm.
And then I realized how much they were charging me.
Yeah.
I'm like, these pricks.
Yeah. That smile
was so
fake.
I was like, you didn't need to come that often.
Yeah. They were like checking in at six in the...
I was 100%. It was so clear to me that they go, when we've got someone in the high rooms, they're worth four times someone in the ward.
Yeah.
Check in on them.
Definitely.
Give them all the extra meds. All
right. Remind them whenever
just
he's not feeling well.
Get those extra charges.
Yeah. Let them feel extra safe. Like, I like this doctor. I want to see him all the time now.
Right. It was so.
The best thing I have to say is with hospitals is that I've always been curious about the whole uniforms and stuff like that. You know, like, it's always white. Have you noticed this? Everyone's wearing white color, right? And for a place that they're dealing with plasma and blood and all these different liquids and stuff with multicolors, why the hell are you wearing white?
So you can see if you spilled some.
I don't know. Like, it doesn't make sense. I'm like, why would you wear red camouflage, man? So it kind of makes me feel
like
confident.
Why do we wear a red outfit? They're like, yeah. Did I spill blood all over me? I have no idea.
No idea. And that makes me feel safe. I'm like, this guy is fine. Please come and take my blood. I don't think you've actually spilled it all over the place, so I trust you with my fluids that will let you know all the information about me.
I don't know why you said fluids. It sounded gross.
No, man. The worst thing I have to say is checkup appointments, man. So every year I have to go to the public hospital for this checkup.
Do you have to get the finger in the butt? You're old enough for that.
I've had that before. I'm not old enough to do it every year, but I've had it before for checking. And it's I'll put it this way. It's not as awkward as all the TV shows make it. Because I was expecting like some story that I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great stand-up special. And it wasn't. I'm like, the guy said, you're fine. I'm like, could you have some other drama behind it? Is there no punchline? Everyone gets a punchline. How come I get nothing?
I, you know what? I meant to write this down one time and I didn't document it properly. But basically, to have a working visa in mainland China, you have to do a full health check. But they do it in like, it's insane. They do it in like 12 minutes.
Wow.
And you get, in 12 minutes, you get a blood test, a bone test, you get a finger in the butt.
Yeah.
You get an EKG. They do an x-ray. You go indoor, outdoor, and you get to the end and they give you a lolly.
Wow.
Pop,
that sounds like a Discovery Bay night.
It was so crazy.
Just going to room after room after room.
That's it.
Yeah. And you come out, you're like,
ball has my keys in it.
And you walk out of the last room, you're like, I'm walking awkward today. Well, who did that to me?
Oh, I think it was room B.
Oh, man.
And so I walked into this room, right?
Yeah.
And so there's a bed on the left.
Yeah.
There's a chair in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And then there's an old lady at a table. And she just looks at me and points at the wall.
No.
And the wall had a sign saying, we are about to put a finger in your butt.
Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
And that's
in English,
the one sign.
She didn't speak English. Yeah. So she's just like, it's on the sign.
Grammatically correct. Making sure there's no misunderstanding.
Take off your pants, put your elbows on the table.
Oh, man.
And she's got like a bucket of jelly.
Oh, God. No. And it's not even, it's probably not even the official, like, okay, I feel safe with KY jelly. She's probably like, this is, yeah. This is just jelly. You're like, wait a second,
no,
this
no,
is
no,
jello.
It was jello. It was jello.
It's colored as well. Why would you have red colored jello? Like, this doesn't make me feel safe at all.
Yeah, give me the green.
Exactly. I like the lime flavor, please. The next room would appreciate
and
it.
And it was just surreal. And it's one of those moments where she doesn't care. There's no one you could look at and be like, this is a little weird.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. But coming from her perspective, she's probably like,
dude,
you are nothing to me. You
dude,
are just another
like,
butthole to
the,
me.
You're the 98th butthole I've had my finger in today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, imagine how many people that woman's been.
That's a rare occasion you can see that.
She was 20 when she started that job.
Yeah. Oh,
she's
my.
Now 105.
She must be like super duper racial harmony friendly type. She's like, yeah, I can. I'm okay with everyone.
She's like, I've been in every country.
Exactly. Everyone is
people
awkward.
Are like, have you ever traveled? She's like, kinda.
Exactly. Oh, my finger has. I haven't though. And sometimes this on the finger does too when I'm in a bad mood. Yeah, my thumb does. All right.
That would be funny. That would be if they're just like running gas.
Yeah.
Every time was to be like, oh, look, my finger's in Italy. Hey,
hey, how does it feel? Okay, I better not do that.
We're gonna so, get I love how juvenile, like, yeah. You're starting on the same page as me. People are listening to this, like, these guys are fucking children. I just like jello, right?
Yeah. The thing, when I had that happen, it was proper KY jelly. I just, the box said that. Now, whether or not they refilled it, I have no idea.
Yeah, it's a public hospital.
Yeah, I'm
it
like,
was just spit.
I looked at my bill. I was like, there was no bill for jelly. I'm like, okay, they probably just refilled with whatever.
That's funny.
But my biggest worry, I'd say this, is at a public hospital, is that I always feel that receptionist ladies are reading my files. Every time I sign up, they have my file, and like, I hear giggles after that. And I'm sitting down. And I have this weird thing. I'm like, they're definitely reading this. They're like, what's this guy in for?
Yeah.
What is going on? Oh, he's
like,
had a butt thing.
Money, he's come in before for small penisitis.
Yeah, exactly. And turns out the doctor says, no, you don't have that.
Yeah, test came in next.
Misdiagnosis. You messed that one up. You're free to go.
So...
But it pisses me off when I'm waiting. Like, so every year I have this annual checkup that I got to do. And it's always like a 2-3 hour wait. Every single year, no matter how early I go there or whatever, like my appointment is 1 year ahead. In other words, I go, let's say, in December this year. My next appointment on that day will say, okay, come back next year in December. I'm like, I think I should be number one, right? I'm pretty sure I'm the first person you're putting on the list of that day a year later, right? So I go the next year, I go there. It says 11:30. I get there 11:20. I go through the whole process of paying my 60 Hong Kong dollars. I think it's 80 now. Ooh, hurts. So I pay my bills.
So cheap.
Oh, I tell you, man.
49,000.
Oh, well, you know, it depends, you know, how you value your life.
Yeah.
So I pay everything and I wait. And I just wait. And I know, I'm like, that doctor, I bet you anything, she's always going like first in, last out. Every single time. Like, I know that she has the stack upside down. I'm definitely the first guy because the room clears out. It just clears out. And then you go in there and I'm like, all right, doctor's going to see me. Tell me how. Doesn't even look at me. Just looks at my file and says, you're fine. I'm like, could you just check my lymph nodes or something? Like, maybe feel like you did something. She's like, no, you're fine. The blood test, you're fine. You're fine. And I'm like, that's it? Like, I need a story. I'm doing open mic tonight. I need you to do something, so I have a story to tell. She's
yeah.
Like, fine.
Can't you just, like, slap me or tell me I have some weird disease that's been named after me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, could you, like, maybe, I don't know, point out a wall that says you're going to be fingered in your butt or something so I have a story? No, nothing. No mercy. And she's like, I'll see you next year. I'm like, every year you tell me that. I think I'm fine. Like, do I still need to see you? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm in the system.
Yeah. Is it... So you go to a checkup and you just have to wait. Like, how long would you wait just to get a checkup?
I have waited like 3 to 4 hours.
What?
And the hardest thing.
How do you get the time out of your day?
I don't, dude. And I scheduled it a year ahead. Like, I
and
know.
And it's still that long.
It's still that long. Whatever I do. And what I do is, right, that day I put all my work on my laptop or phone. And I'm like, that
Man,
morning.
You gotta
I'm going
to get medical insurance.
Oh, dude, I need a better employer. I suck as an employer for myself. Self-employment is terrible for medical insurance, man. I would never allow myself to get that kind of insurance coverage. But so I will say that. And the best thing is that the room will clear out. And every single time, without fail, the doctor, I bet you anything, either she has it first in and last out, or just doesn't want to say my name. just doesn't want to read my name.
That's funny.
That's probably it, right?
She's there like, okay, yeah. it's Mr. Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm going to go with the easier ones. I'll leave the hard one to the last. Yeah, exactly. I'm just hoping that an emergency comes
Lee
in.
Is Lee Chan here?
Yeah, I'll take this one, Fred. This guy can wait.
Yeah.
And I can't go anywhere because I'm alone. I'm at the waiting room alone. I'm like, what if she calls when I go to the toilet? I can't go there.
So
I'm dehydrated for the 4 hours going like, I'm not drinking water, man.
You got to get medical insurance.
Or I need a friend to just be with me there.
Who's a doctor? I'm not coming with you for 4 hours, you maniac.
Please.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, so that is basically the struggles I have with my health, which is why I take very good care of my health.
Yeah,
now.
I bet.
I have to.
I bet.
For the sake of not having to kill myself at the hospital.
So what's the good public hospital in Hong Kong?
The good public hospital, if you ask me, is Queen Mary Hospital down in like Phulam site.
Oh, that's a public hospital?
That's a public hospital.
Oh, nice.
They're real good, man. I mean, like, honestly, once you get in the system, I'll tell you this. Once you get in the system, once you're in the ward, they will take really good care. They will make sure that you're healed. You get it? Like, they will come every morning. The doctor will do the rounds. And they'll know. They'll look at you like, this guy's got this straight on point. Boom. They've got it down to a T. And the nurses just know. They'll, like, change this, plug you with that. Everything is good. The system, everything is fantastic. It's the waiting to get in that hurts a lot. So once you're in the system, don't get out. Right? Once you're in, like, once you're in the club, you're like, oh, I need to stay sick. I can't.
Do you know where you were born?
Where I was born at St. Paul's Hospital, I think, in Causeway Bayside. So I was down over there. But that was, I think, private. But back then, I mean, like, you know, the Hong Kong dollar's gone so different from inflation and everything. So I highly doubt my parents were paying $49,000 for me, at least. I'm pretty sure they were like,
can you imagine, like, going back in time and looking at the prices? It's like, private health insurance. $12.
Yeah.
$12 Hong Kong dollars.
My parents are like, I'm going to save on the bus fare.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, we're just going to the guy next door. I'll push harder.
I'll pay
it's okay.
2 cents.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not doing that. $12, get me a shirt. I'm not paying for this kid. So finally, the funny thing is that a lot of doctors, they'll tell you and they'll look at you and they'll diagnose you and everything. And then ultimately, they just don't care. They just don't care. Like, they're just happy for you to be gone. Which is why, like, every time I see a doctor for my checkup, it's always a new doctor. Every single time, it's a different doctor. And you're just another stat. You're just another ID number to them, right? And I keep telling them, like, doctor, how are you? I hope you're having a good day. Thank you very much. I'm trying to be polite with them. But no, they're just like, yeah, great. Can you be done? Let's
go. Isn't it just like, it's sad? Look, I don't know if it's a thing here, but like I know in the West that general practitioners become these, like, de facto psychologists.
Yeah.
You know, people aren't really sick. They just want to tell someone that they're not feeling that great.
Yeah.
And so there's GPs who are just, you know, they go, like, how long does it take to be a doctor?
Yeah.
I should be, like, praised by the world. And they're like, I get up in the morning and my toes feel cold, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a serious thing. And, you know, depression is, like, rampant amongst these people.
Oh, definitely, man.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same here, but in mainland China, the big problem is, there's a huge thing, is people, when they get bad news, will beat the shit out of the doctor.
Wow.
There's this huge thing where they'll, like, attack the doctor. But, like, your grandma's going to die. And they'll just beat the doctor to it.
Wow. Okay. I've never seen
that. Yeah. It's a huge thing. It's a huge issue in the healthcare system in mainland China, is people attacking doctors and nurses.
Wow. Okay. Well, with what? Syringes?
I'm just, like, you know, just going at them.
They're like, I'm going to get you, scalpel.
Yeah. You're like, he's armed.
Okay, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Wow. The doctor has weapons.
But I've actually.
And that's why, when you're in the public hospital, so I wasn't allowed to be there when my son was born. They will not allow a non-medical professional to be in the room during a birth. They have so many problems. They can't control the patient's family members.
Oh, yeah, because they want to run and they want to help out. They want to say, give suggestions. Oh,
I mean, who knows? But yeah, I don't think it's just the violence, but the violence is a huge factor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here I think generally things are pretty all right. Because, like, first of all, here you can tell when a patient's trying to run away or something. Because you have the pajamas. They give you those terrible pajamas here, right? The black and white crisscross.
You keep them?
No, those are the one things I don't keep that are free. Like, if I was in the private hospital and I was getting that, you know, the skin lotion or whatever, I'm keeping those. Like, I'm doing my whole hotel routine.
I kept the shampoo.
Yeah, those are pretty good. I mean, like, medically graded shampoo, definitely I'm keeping that. But public hospitals, I think, because the problem is with that outfit, people know. they look at you like, come on, this is a definitely medical alpha. People know this is too obvious for you to even be able to take away and get away with it.
Well, the other thing that I think is that it's weird for me because I don't know what the standards are in my own country anymore. Yeah. Like, I've been away too long.
Yeah.
And when I had insurance in mainland China, getting the money back was so insanely difficult.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, if I go down to the GP, like, I hurt my back and I had to get a physio.
Yeah.
So I get into the GP, go see the GP. Dude, I just pull out an app. I take a photo of this thing. Just paid straight back in my bank account. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Go to the physio, boom. Yeah. Physios, like, it's like, you got to have the GP recommend you the physio. Just put all the docs in. And it's paid straight into my account. Paid straight into the account
of the hospital. Of
my employment account.
Yeah, okay. Account. Oh, okay.
And I was like, this is incredible.
Man, you have, like, I think we have definitely very different hospital experiences. Like, you're talking like proper legit.
But
like,
that,
you know,
GP is just, it would be the same GP that you go to.
Okay, yeah.
It's only like, well, I don't know. Maybe it's not. It's like $300.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty all right then.
It's not fancy. It is not fancy.
They just see you like,
tiny room.
Yeah.
And you walk in there and it's just like a checkup. But $300, I mean, paying $50.
Yeah.
Australian.
No, that's pretty all right.
I'm like, I wouldn't consider that to be private.
Yeah.
Hospital
level. It gets the job done.
But it's great. It's just convenient. It's like down the road from my house.
Oh, okay.
Getting the money back.
Yeah, but GPs, they lack, like, okay, so...
I think you should look into the cost. I don't think insurance is as much as you think it is.
Is it more than zero?
Maybe.
Okay. End of conversation. Yeah. All right. So I've actually, like, I remember when I was stuck in the hospital one time, I was trying to write some ideas of things that I found weird. Like, for example.
Oh, my God. How many jokes do you write when you're in a hospital?
Oh, my God,
dude. I wrote hours.
Oh, God. I was noticing things, for example. So one thing I always find is that when you're at a hospital, the canteen's always full with doctors, whatever, right? And the Starbucks, whatever, is also full. The coffee shop's everything full. And I was like, wait a second, you can get around this. Because technically, you could rent a wheelchair. And then you get chauffeur service. You've got the guy coming with you on the wheelchair pushing you. And they're like, oh, my leg hurts. So that's one of the things.
I stubbed my toe.
Yeah, my big toe, not the small one.
Yeah.
So that's on my bucket list. If I ever get into the hospital again, I gotta make sure I rent a wheelchair and get pushed around, chauffeured around. Since I cannot afford a Rolls Royce with a driver, that's my second best option I have.
You know, there's other options between wheelchairs and Rolls Royces there.
I live big, man. Zero or 49,000. That's what I live in, right? I either go free or all the way. I want my private room. I want those four visits a day that are four times the price. Yeah,
that's,
I want that
so
injection.
Funny. I'm either on the MTR or I'm Kanye West.
Yeah.
Live large.
I mean, like, the other thing is I want to do, like, a hospital treasure hunt. So if you've been to hospitals, you know, on the floor, they've got those red and green and yellow lines to tell you which line to follow.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, Easter, someone's got to mess that up. Someone's got to do an Easter egg hunt with the lines on the floors and have these kids, you know, like, going all over the place, zigzagging. They're so, like, that's one of my objectives.
Quick, find the egg. It's inside that guy's colon.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Jell-O. Right? Use the Jell-O. Don't be rude. Right? Be kind to the patient. And his name is Mr. Andy Curtin.
Oh,
say
God.
Hi to Mr. Andy Curtin.
Hi, kids.
Okay, bend over, sir. All right.
This podcast had a lot more anal in it than I was anticipating. Let's talk about hospitals. Here's 20 minutes of poop jokes.
Yeah, it's poop joke number one.
Yeah.
So another one thing is that nowadays wheelchairs, you can have like electric motorized wheelchairs.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, dude, let me tell you this, man. Nothing is cooler than having a motorized wheelchair down the pedestrian pathway and having that meep meep sound.
That's the good life.
That's the good life, man.
When I was in first year university, I worked for a company that used to sell wheelchairs and electric wheelchairs.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to deliver them, but we were at university. We get so drunk the night before, they wouldn't let us drive the vans.
Yeah.
So we just have to hang around in a showroom on a Saturday. No one's buying wheelchairs on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So we used to just race them. And we'd set up like parking cones.
Wait, pushing
and
the normal...
The electric ones.
Oh.
It's silent. So we had this one. This is kind of tragic, but
yeah.
We had this one. It was the fastest we'd ever seen. I mean, this thing was... you could take it on the road. It was so fast. And it had water stains on it. And we're like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
So it turns out it was owned by some famous car racer.
Yeah.
Who had been in an accident, had become a quadriplegic, And so this was his like fast wheelchair after he couldn't walk anymore.
Wow.
And he died because he drove it into a river.
He didn't get the floating device add-on.
I think he was killing himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and we're just like, why is there water stains on this super fast wheelchair? God.
And you asked for a discount. I want a cheaper. Dude,
We were trying to resell it.
Oh, God.
It was like a secondhand scooter previously owned by legendary race car driver Steve McQueen.
But didn't he drown? No. That it ends there, sir. Yeah. Are you buying it or not?
How did he die again? He didn't die from this discount.
Exactly. Yeah, he died doing what he loved. He died doing what he loved. That's all that matters, right? Remember that.
I love the expression, he died doing what he loved. She died doing what she loved.
Well, he was driving fast into the river. Yeah. I mean, the problem wasn't the final destination. It was the process that we're appreciating. Another thing I want to say is that, okay, so one of these stupid ideas, when I was stuck at the A&E waiting for my turn for the 3-hour wait for my emergency that's not an emergency, I was like, why can't the hospitals get sponsored by IKEA? Right? Like, everyone, like when you go to IKEA in Hong Kong, everyone's hanging out.
You really
waiting.
Want a doctor to try and solve your problems with an Allen key?
No, I would like them to give you a manual and I'll solve my own problems, right? Yeah, I know how to handle that stuff. I got a screwdriver. I don't need that jello in my butt. I can take care of myself.
Yeah, but you might want it.
No, but I mean, like, when you go to IKEA, everyone's hanging out on the couches. It's comfortable. And if anything, you know, I mean,
people are sleeping in the beds.
Yeah, right. So we're doing the hospital thing already. So why not just, you know, maximize the exposure? Everybody wins. And the best thing is that you can sleep on your bed. And when you leave, you're offered a discounted price for the mattress you slept on.
Is this what Swedish hospitals are like?
I think so.
Are Swedish hospitals... The wards are all sequential. Yeah. So you're like, is this maternity? I think it was back there.
Yeah, let's go back there. Yeah. Well, we went too
just
far,
listen,
honey.
I think I hear the babies.
Yeah, we went. Yeah, exactly.
I'm already at the exit.
The best thing is that when you actually go into your ward, you have to build your own bed. You're like, but I'm not feeling well. I broke my arm. Well, then get to it.
I cut off my finger. We'll put it back on with a 5mm Allen key.
Oops, sorry. We ran out of screws. So you're troubled.
I have to say that I never really think about, like, when you have kids, dude, you go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
Yeah.
It's insane how often you have to go to hospital.
Yeah.
And it becomes a way bigger factor. Like, we were thinking about living on Llama. Yeah. They don't have a hospital. I was like, I can't do that.
Oh, but you get helicoptered out, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nah, that's not a feasible.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the hospital all the time, that helicopter pilot's going to, that there's no way there's a cost effective way for that to be all right.
Yeah.
So we were just like, well, that doesn't work. And I'm happy in Hong Kong. You know, I got screwed on the hospital the first time, but now I know the system.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's good. I feel comfortable. The hospitals are good. The doctors are good.
Yeah.
The care is good. You know, I it's really
so
world-class
overall,
system.
You would say it's all right. I mean, I
honestly, it's better than all right. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, like, honestly, I wouldn't complain. I would go for it. I would use the system that we have. And I would be like, you know, it could definitely be improved. But I'm very happy with it. I mean, I'm so happy and impressed by Queen Mary Hospital. This is a hospital that is located next to a graveyard. All right?
Good. That's not good marketing right there.
Well, in a way, it's kind of encouragement. Like, dude, get real. Get real.
Do they just have like a slide between?
Yeah. It's literally one bed away.
They're I didn't make it.
Yeah.
Whee!
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he's going to go. Like, do you want the express service, sir? We're just like, you're directly there. So, yeah, I mean, overall, the whole system, in my opinion, works. Like I said, once you get in the system, it's fine. They'll take care of you. They'll make sure that you're healthy again. And in its own way, it's an experience. I tell people, if you lived in Hong Kong your whole life, at least one time, go to a public hospital. Do the whole experience so you can complain like everyone else has, right? And you just bitch and moan about it. Know what it's like to be lying on a bed where the nurses don't even look at you. They don't really care, but they get the job done, man. You know, you feel better and they wouldn't even smile at you. It's the best. It's like a Chinese restaurant. They're just like, ugh. Pay me.
Yeah. There is no joy in this work.
Exactly. Graveyard next door.